91X News.
It's 31 degrees and partly cloudy, but with the Humidex, it's feeling more like 44 at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Mark Venema. It's a scorcher. Today could be the hottest day of the year for parts of central and eastern Canada. Environment Canada is predicting the mercury will hit 32 degrees Celsius in Fredericton, 33 in Montreal, 34 in Ottawa, and 37 in Toronto. Further south in Windsor, it's expected to be a blistering 39 degrees. The city of Belleville has opened a cooling center at the Quinty Sports Center to try and keep everybody safe during the heat wave. All residents are welcome to use it daily from 8 a.m. until midnight. It will remain open every day until the current heat wave passes. And there will also be cooling centers open in Prince Edward, the Wellington and District Community Center, Prince Edward Community Center, Bloomfield Library, Consicon Library, and Ameliasburg Library will all be open until 8 tonight. For those who choose not to visit the cooling centers and don't have air conditioning, are being encouraged to drink lots of water and stay out of the sun. It turns out the Sterling alligator sighting may be a hoax. Police in Sterling had released a photo last week of what appeared to be a small alligator in the community's mill pond. They warned people to be careful, and a crew from the Indian River Reptile Zoo near Peterborough took to the water in canoes looking for evidence of the gator. Police say the photograph was analyzed by the Provincial Police Forensic ID Unit, and it's being determined it's a picture of an alligator. Ron Main supplied the picture of the meter-foot-long reptile to the media, and it was then dispersed by police. Main says he took the photograph, and he's sticking to it.
My side of the story is that I took the pic, and I'm going to leave it at that. Let them say what they want. Let them do their forensic work on it, whatever they did. And that's it, because I have witnesses saying that I took it right down there.
No charges will be laid against Maine as he didn't directly send the photographs to police. Almost $1 million worth of marijuana has been seized by police near Marmara. Officers searched a home and found 500 grams of processed marijuana inside and 900 marijuana plants outside. Three Toronto area men are charged with production of a controlled substance. Three teens have been charged after a theft of a beer delivery truck early yesterday in Tweed. Police say a number of other mischief incidents were also found throughout the village. Two 14-year-old boys and a 13-year-old girl are charged with mischief and theft. The space shuttle era has ended with the safe return of Atlantis. John Belmont has more.
Atlantis announced its arrival in the Kennedy Space Center area one final time with its signature twin sonic booms. It was just before dawn in central Florida, and Houston welcomed the last space shuttle home.
Job well done, America.
Commander Chris Ferguson brought the orbiter's wheels to a stop and mentioned all five shuttles in the program's 30-year history as he reflected.
Mission complete, Houston. After serving the world for over 30 years, the space shuttle's earned its place in history. And come to a final stop.
And an end to Americans flying aboard U.S. spaceships for maybe 3 to 5 years. I'm John Belmont.
If you're steaming this summer, there's a good chance your pet is too. Canadians are being reminded to help their furry friends cool off by keeping them in the shade and giving them plenty of water. Veterinarian Dr. Shane Bateman says animals with heat stroke are at risk of organ failure or even death, as there's not much vets can do to help.
We are on a wait and see to find out which organs have been most affected, and then we do our best to try and support those organs through the injury.
Signs of animal heat stroke are heavy panting, muscle twitching, a dazed look, and even vomiting. Many parts of northwestern Ontario are not only hot, they're on fire. More than 100 forest fires are raging in the region, many of them sparked by 35,000 lightning strikes, and they're being stoked by high winds. At least 3,300 people have fled their homes, with many of the evacuees from isolated First Nation communities. The fires are being battled by more than 2,000 firefighters, including several hundred from BC and Newfoundland. A former military commander dismissed from his post in Afghanistan after being accused of having an illicit sexual affair with a subordinate in 2010 is facing a court-martial today. Peter Ray has the details.
Retired Brigadier General Daniel Menard is charged with two counts of conduct to the prejudice of good order and discipline in violation of the National Defense Act. One charge relates to an alleged intimate personal relationship with a corporal under his command. The second charge is for allegedly trying to impede a military police investigation into the affair. Military regulations bar soldiers, even married couples, from having intimate relations while on deployment. If found guilty, Menard could face a prison sentence of up to 2 years. Peter Ray, The Canadian Press, Montreal.
The wife of one of Casey Anthony's attorneys tells authorities that her family has gotten numerous harassing phone calls and that their home phone number was posted on Facebook. The wife of lawyer Cheney Mason told a police dispatcher on Tuesday that she's worried for their safety and has been recording all calls and messages and taking notes. Shirley Mason said callers have left voicemails stating that Anthony can run, but she can't hide, and warning that Mason and attorney Jose Baez better sleep with one eye open. On July 5th, 25-year-old Anthony was found not guilty for murdering her 2-year-old daughter, Kaylee. She left the Orange County Jail early Sunday with Baez and has not been seen in public since. That's 91X News to 1206. Sports is next.
Hi, my name is Bob, and, well, I'm not very handy.
Hi, Bob.
Last week, I was installing new windows in our home when something went wrong. My wife had to drive me to the hospital. The carpet got stained, and...
You need help!
Doyle's Windows and Sunrooms pride themselves on superior workmanship. Doyle's gets the job done right, so you can have the home of your dreams hassle-free. Ask about their seasonal specials today. Call 969-0214 or visit doyleswindows.com.
Belleville native Cindy Nels and the rest of Team Canada's under-20 rugby team took on the USA yesterday. Although Canada dominated the game at half, the States exploited the Canadian backs in the second half and took the game with a 15-5 score. Scoring the lone try for Canada was local girl Cindy Nels. 1-8 after a 14-inning series opener, the Toronto Blue Jays wasted no time taking down the Seattle Mariners. Travis Schneider hit a 3-run homer as the Blue Jays hammered the Mariners 11-6. Edwin Encarnacion and Adam Lins added solo blasts for Toronto, while starting pitcher Brandon Morrow had 7 strikeouts in 7 innings. It was his second win in a row for the Jays, while Seattle suffered its 11th straight loss. The roof will be closed at Rogers Centre for today's matinee between the two teams due to heat, and ace Ricky Romero goes to the mound for the Jays. There's no agreement as of yet, but NFL players and owners could vote as soon as today on a new labor contract. Aaron Kadursky has that.
After all-night negotiations, the NFL's Jeff Pasch says a deal is close.
Both sides are at the point where they can close, they should close, and we should be in a position to take votes.
Player representative Kevin Mawai says both sides gave ground.
There's going to be stuff on the table that we don't like and stuff that the other side doesn't like.
It appears the 10-year agreement will include better injury protection benefits and an annual increase in minimum salaries. It's thought there would need to be a vote today to keep the preseason intact. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Vancouver police say they've identified hundreds of people who participated in the Stanley Cup riot last month. Police are working through reams of evidence trying to decide who to charge with a number of crimes, including participating in a riot, assault, mischief, theft, robbery, and arson. 37 people have already turned themselves in. Despite being held 1 week after the British Open, the RBC Canadian Open has still managed to draw a strong field. World number one ranked Luke Donald says a part of the reason is that the golf and country club is a classic to play.
You know, on tour now, it's a little bit of a dying breed. We're playing a lot of long, kind of wide open golf courses, and this is it's long enough, but it's a challenging, narrow, classic golf course, and I think people enjoy playing that style of golf.
Tiger Woods has fired caddy Steve Williams, saying it's time for a change. Woods and Williams worked together for more than 12 years in some 250 tournaments. Their player-caddy relationship produced 72 wins, 13 majors, and a friendship so strong, each served in the other's wedding. Woods didn't say who would replace Williams, but the New Zealander has worked the last two majors for Australian Adam Scott. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's Sports 91X weather. Today, wind becoming southwest, 30 kilometers an hour, gusting to 50 this morning, a high 33, and a high UV index of 10. Tonight, clear, a low 21, sunny tomorrow, a high 30, and Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud, a high 31. At 12:09, it's 44 degrees with the Humidex. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Mark Venema.